The Cavity Lake Fire started in mid-July this summer. It turned out to be the fire people have been worrying about for 7 years. In 1999, huge straight-line winds knocked down millions of trees. They toppled into an impassable tangle of drying fuel in and near the Boundary Waters Canoe Area Wilderness in northeastern Minnesota. Locals call it the blowdown. The Cavity Lake Fire gobbled up the blown-down trees. It roared across lakes, threatening homes and resorts. Two Forest Service workers hop in a small boat to document the fire and its aftermath. In places, the fire seems to have consumed everything, down to the soil. But these two are looking for life. Black, powdery ash covers the ground. Burned snags, limbless trees the color of charcoal, stand against the sky. But even here, biologist Lissa Grover can find signs of life.
If you look around, you can see the 20-foot-tall trees that took off after the blowdown. And a lot of them still have cones on the top. And those cones are open now, and the seed will fall from them into the bare soil and germinate.
In fact, some seeds, such as jackpine, wait for fire to open.
There's a seed bank in the soil just waiting for a disturbance like this. There's one plant called Bicknell's geranium that sprouts after fire, produces flowers the second year, sets seed. Those seeds will stay in the soil until the next fire, even if it's 200 years from now.
And some plants aren't waiting for the next generation. Grasses are already pushing green shoots through the blackened dirt. Our next stop is a big island. After the 1999 blowdown in northeastern Minnesota, the Forest Service purposely burned some areas near homes and resorts. The idea was to reduce the amount of fuel available for wildfires. Crews set this island on fire 4 years ago. Wilderness Ranger Tim McKenzie says that intentional burn saved the island and the resorts from the Cavity Lake Fire.
I mean, it was traveling pretty good distances and spotting on these islands. As soon as it hit here, it just laid down.
The blowdown fuel was already burned, and the young trees were too small and green to keep the fire going. Animals here are also adapted to fires. Bears, wolves, and moose can walk away from a fire. Birds can fly away or take refuge in the water. Grover does worry about the young eagles still in their nests and unable to fly.
The trees are still there. The nest is still there. The adult eagles are still here, but it's unlikely that the juveniles in the nest survived the fire.
But just a few minutes later, we hear a sound that gladdens Grover's heart, a young eagle screaming for food. At least one young eagle survived the Cavity Lake Fire. This land has been swept repeatedly by fires. They start, grow, move, and burn out in a patchwork pattern. A fire last year burned until it ran into an area that had burned 30 years ago. And here, in a 30-year-old burn, is a picture-perfect Boundary Waters portage. Young balsams scent the air with their clean northwood smell. Young birches lean across the path. The moss is soft underfoot. The air is moist, and the mosquitoes are buzzing. Tim McKenzie fought that fire 30 years ago. He says whenever fire burns, it's nature at work.
People are used to seeing a snapshot in time, but the landscape that they're used to seeing became that landscape because of this process.
And canoe outfitters here are busy planning routes that will show that landscape changing. For the GLRC, I'm Stephanie Hemphill.